The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says about 120 million people worldwide have been forcibly displaced due to persecution, conflict, and human rights violations. Faith Kasina is the UNHCR spokesperson for East Africa, the Horn of Africa, and the Great Lakes region. She says while the number of displaced people in East Africa and the Horn has surged, funding to help them has fallen drastically.
The Eastern Horn of Africa currently hosts over 5.4 million refugees and asylum seekers, as well as over 18 million internally displaced people, mainly in Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. South Sudan still remains the largest refugee crisis in the region, with nearly 2.3 million South Sudanese refugees in neighboring countries.
Kasina says the humanitarian situation in Sudan remains dire due to the ongoing fighting.
The Sudan crisis is also deeply concerning, as there are now almost 1.9 million Sudanese refugees in neighboring countries. If the conflict continues, many more Sudanese will be forced to flee across borders as refugees.
A new report by the international charity World Vision reveals that more life-saving food assistance is critically needed as aid agencies are forced to make ration cuts due to the funding shortage. Despite the challenges, some refugees have come up with initiatives to help build new lives in host countries. Rebecca Aime is one such refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo, who now resides in neighboring Uganda. She has established a social enterprise, Patapia, which provides banking services for refugees in Uganda.
I came to Uganda in 2010 as a refugee, and it was so challenging for us to start life. We stayed on the street for 9 months. We couldn't go to school, and also it was hard for us to start life. At only 13, I started working as a hawker, which exposed me to dangerous situations. I was raped more than once.
The UNHCR says the Ugandan government allows refugees the right to work and a relatively high level of freedom of movement, which has enabled them to get involved in entrepreneurship and more directly engage with the host economy.
In Uganda, we have over 1.5 million refugees who struggle night and day to provide for their families because they can't get jobs, they can't get access to financial support from financial institutions. Because they are refugees, they are considered high risk. I founded Patapia so that I can support refugee women through business skills and give them access to small microloans to start and grow their own businesses and sustain their families.
27-year-old Amahoro Diana is among those who have benefited from the initiative.
My personal experience as a refugee at first was really hard in seeking safety in a familiar place, and it was difficult to get education and health care. It was really hard, but we had to cope. With trying to build my life, I had to learn new languages like English, and even right now I'm studying entrepreneurship to come up with my own business.
On Thursday, June 20th, people around the globe mark World Refugee Day, which is dedicated to raising awareness about the challenges faced by refugees and internally displaced persons forced to flee war, violence, and persecution. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.